current Australian captain is an alumni of UTS. If you look at actors in Hollywood, so we have a very well-known actor who has played the role of Wolverine, known as Hugh Jackman, who is
course, yeah,
also
everyone knows Hugh Jackman.
an alumni of UTS. There are several other authors, there are several other scientists who are UTS alums.
Welcome to yet another expert speak session with iSchool Connect. As usual, I'm Vaibhav Gupta. I'm the co-founder and chief marketing officer at iSchool Connect. And just like always, we have a very special guest joining and representing another amazing university from one of the top corners of the globe. And that special institution is UTS Sydney, that is University of Technology Sydney. And we have a wonderful guest, Shibashish, joining us from UTS. Hi, Shibashish, how are you?
Hi, Vaibhav. Thanks for the opportunity. Hi to everybody listening in. It's a great opportunity to talk to you, and it's been a while that we have seen each other. So hopefully we should have a good interaction and be of some use to the young students who are aspiring to get into Australia now.
Perfect. Shibashish, a quick background about you. Tell us about your role at UTS and give us a glimpse about what activities do you do with students?
So
Perfect.
students do have queries with respect to how they should apply, what should be the statement of purpose, what should they write, what are the documents they should have in place to ensure they don't have any visa issues. So every university in Australia has certain compliance requirements that students need to necessarily understand well. Although there are counselors that they happen to go to who help them with the process, but we are also there to kind of ensure that they don't make basic mistakes at any given point of time. University of Sydney was established in the late 80s. So we are around 35 plus years old as an institution, and thus we come under the young university rankings of the world. So any university which has been formed post 1980 would come under that particular category. And in that category, we are ranked number 8 in the world. We are ranked number 1 in Australia for the same. Overall rankings of the institution is 90th in the world. Now, why am I giving you these numbers? Because these numbers have greater implication in terms of the deliverables that we have, because there are certain parameters on the basis of which these rankings are primarily decided on, which is to do with the quality of the facilities the institution provides, the course outcomes in terms of what the alumni is doing, where they are placed, what kind of job they are doing, what is the kind of impact that they have created in the space that they are working in. And being a research-driven university, so we are a public research-driven university, we are one of the top Australian universities for research and social impact. And our teaching integrates a lot of real-world practices, and that's something which is very essential in terms of the way our students are built for the future. And it is located at the heart of Sydney. So it's in the tech precinct of Sydney. And I don't think that Sydney requires any introduction. It's a place where, you can have all the fun in the world, the sun and sand, if you want to. It's the financial capital of Sydney. It's one of the top 5 cities in the world, according to Global Logistics Index. So there are multiple opportunities that students have there. And it's increasingly becoming a popular destination within Australia as a place to, as a place to come and study for international students. I think everything boils down to word of mouth. I mean, students do happen to come down because they have heard good things about the university from, people that they would have known in their sphere of acquaintance. So that's one part of it. And that's purely because of the quality of teaching and the outcomes of the program. Outcomes are in perspective of the kind of opportunities that the students get because of the knowledge that is imparted to them during the program. So that's one very basic factor of why UTS has kind of gained the popularity. Second, we do have a culture where we ensure that meritorious students get good amount of scholarships so that they do not have a problem to kind of, a financial issue as far as studying in Australia is concerned. So there are good scholarships for meritorious students, there are good course outcomes, which makes UTS a very attractive destination. But beyond that, on a certain serious note, we have a very unique program called UTS Build. Build is a program which is known as Beyond UTS International Leadership Development Program. So it's an extracurricular global leadership program which prepares a student to become global leaders and active global citizens. And there are multiple things that the program does. The intent of the program is to ensure that students develop a global mindset. They get inspired by people who are achieving great things globally in the sphere of their, you know, domain of their study. They create networks with the community of peers and professionals from diverse backgrounds. And see, every activity that they do in BUILD gets them points. And if they happen to get 100 points during the course of their studies, the degree that they get, okay, as a special achievement, it is mentioned on the Australian Higher Education Graduation Statement when you graduate from UTS. So that carries a lot of extra weightage in the real world when you're looking for an opportunity. So that's one aspect of it. And second very important aspect for students who are looking at possibly starting something of their own, UTS has the largest startup and the most vibrant startup culture in Australia. We have incubated about 1,000-odd startups in the last 3 years post-COVID. And we do a lot of activities. We have a separate section called UTS Startups, which is a huge campus of its own. We ensure that students get collaborative spaces, bookable meeting rooms, and this is open for all. It's not only the students of UTS, it's anybody who's looking at developing starting a startup of their own. They have the access to bookable event space. They have experienced mentors from all the industry who come in and share their valuable experiences. We do a lot of connect activities for specific industries where people do come down and mingle around with students and other members of that particular society. And at the end of it, there is this huge opportunity for a student to talk about their startup and get industry to kind of fund their business, which is as high as around 2 lakh Australian dollars. And that happens once every year, which is known as the UTS Venture Day for the campus. So there are different aspects to it. Current Australian captain is an alumni of UTS. Okay.
Oh, that I wasn't aware of that.
Right. If you look at actors in Hollywood, so we have a very well-known actor who has played the role of Wolverine, known as Hugh Jackman. Who's also an alumni of UTS. There are several other authors. There are several other scientists who are UTS alums. At the same time, there is a certain relationship with India as well. Our science building is named under Dr. Vikram Sarabhai. So it's known as the Vicky Sara building. Okay.
Okay.
UTS is also home of 10,000 native bees, So there's a lot of research work that goes around there. So there is this entire area where, there is this 10,000-odd native bees that is kept and there is research that goes on. So you can see that it's something which is normally not necessarily mentioned on the website. And of course, yes, there are other aspects as well. The entire Australian team practices at the UTS Sports Complex. We do their strength conditioning and mental assessments, etc. That happens on our campus because we are liaison with Cricket New South Wales as well as Rugby Australia. So you would probably find someone or the other, a sports star on campus if you happen to be there on a regular basis. In that way,
it's really interesting.
It attracts the primary talent of Australia in the field of sports for sure. So what you have to understand is, so when it comes to an ROI, it then boils down to each course framework, all right? Employability rankings, all right? Global employability rankings. Now, within Australia, we are ranked 5, okay? Within the world, we are ranked 62, which essentially means that 95% of our graduates, whether at an undergrad or at a postgrad level, irrespective of the coursework that they're pursuing, get a job by the time they graduate.
Really?
Now, we are talking about coursework which ranges from somebody doing a program in pharmacy to somebody doing a program in nursing to somebody doing a program in computer science, to somebody doing a program in business analytics, to somebody doing a program in artificial intelligence. So if you typically look at business and science, then that percentage from 95 goes up to almost 100. So if you are one of those students who's able to clear the program in the stipulated amount of time and do not have backlogs, you'll be extremely unlucky not to get an opportunity to work. Yeah. And you have to be mindful of the fact that, while Australia is very forthcoming in giving you post-study work rights, and which is one of the major reasons as to why students do come down there as well, when you are pursuing management or science programs, you are a global citizen. The opportunities may not necessarily always be in Australia. So you should be very location agnostic as a student in the initial years of your career. Oh, so this has a huge number of activities that keep on happening based on the coursework that you're doing. Okay. You get a lot of voluntary assignments, based on the kind of academic research in case you're interested to pursue. As I said, through the BUILD program, you get to interact with, top-end, market influencers. There is a lot of, the core value of the institution is into developing leadership and, making you having that global citizenship mindset, developing intercultural competencies, respecting diversity and inclusion overall, and having a social and environmental sustainability mindset, which is something which can be said easily, but it's a culture that needs to be practiced on a regular basis to kind of develop that mindset. So from that perspective, there are many such voluntary activities. There are part-time job opportunities that the college offers you. The law in Australia, in fact, allows you to work for 24 hours a week. There are many facilities where you can go in beyond your classroom hours and again, immerse yourself in any kind of research work that you would like to do, whether it's in the field of artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, medicine, goods manufacturing practice. A lot of those activities are there. Plus, there are more than 80 odd clubs and societies that we have, starting from photography to sports and any area of sports for that matter, to wildlife restoration, to cleanliness, to many other things, that anything that you can imagine, it's there. Yeah, so Australia as a destination is a friendly one. So, it is one of those destinations which legally allows you to work part-time while you study. So even if you have financial constraints, you can maintain your day-to-day life out there by just working there as a part-time person. And Sydney as a place allows you to have those options. Not every city in the country would have that many part-time opportunities for students, but Sydney has. A second important thing that Australia provides you post-study work rights. So you can possibly remain in the country for 2 years or even up to 5 years, depending on the coursework. Now, why am I saying this? Is these become very important aspects of choosing Australia as a destination.
I appreciate, Shibashish. Thank you so, so much for sharing this wonderful information with our audience. And hopefully, audience, yeah, if you have any specific questions, please leave those questions in the comments and we'll share it with Shibashish, and our team will also respond. If you like the video, please continue watching, and yeah, do subscribe to iSchool Connect. We'll strive forward to continue to bring in such great experts from different corners of the world, and hoping to see you all for the next video.
Thanks, Vaibhav. Thanks, everybody, for having me.